Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KLUC-FM and HD1 Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the world.
Your home of the 26th annual Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive. Presented by the Venetian Resort Las Vegas. Happening now in the parking lot of NV Energy on West Sahara. 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, y'all. Welcome to day number 3 of Toy Drive as we head into the first weekend. Oh, you want to hear something that'll blow your mind, Michaela?
Tell me.
At the end of today, we're a quarter of the way done.
Wow.
If it's a four lap race, honestly, if it's a four lap race at the end of today, that's the end of lap one.
Incredible.
I know. How was your night? Everything good? Did you sing last night?
I sure did. I was giving the love at Delilah, and everyone was wishing us the best of luck with Toy Drive. Yeah. We're so excited about it.
And by the way, whatever we love that, but we need your toys. We thank you for the love and everything. Did you rally the support, and are they coming down?
Yeah, they are. Individuals have been coming down for a couple of years. A lot of them live here. They come with their kids. And so they all said that that they'll be stopping by throughout the week, of course.
So Michaela said, oh, so what happens on the weekends? Are we done? And I said, well, you definitely come down because it's a party. And I said, especially if you don't mind, because she lives like 5 minutes away. Mm-hmm. I said, if you don't mind, come down Saturday morning by 9 o'clock, because I want you to meet some friends of mine. And welcome back our buddies from the USS Decatur Steam Trek Fan Club. What's happening, Captain?
Hey, how are you?
Captain Mark Schwartz, everybody. Back to Toy Drive.
That's right.
And then who else is here?
Kent Scow, senior engineer.
Uh-huh.
TJ from the Windrunner.
Yes.
Spidey from the Windrunner.
Uh-huh.
Leslie from USS Las Vegas.
Captain, there were a lot of people that were involved in this, and I know you've got a list in your hand. Who do we need to thank today?
Yes, I do. I'd like to thank the Kalis Row, USS Las Vegas, for helping out, and also Bike Brain, Gizmo Cycling, and and Bike World of Las Vegas.
You know, like a good leader, he understates. He does. He understates. He says what needs to be said. There was a lot of people that got involved in this. The folks at Bike Brain that he was talking about donated 40 helmets. Bike World of Las Vegas, 10 helmets. This makes Kathy, you'll see Kathy. If you come to Toy Drive, most likely you will see Kathy because she's here every day and she freaking loves it. And she's been yelling at me, literally yelling. Since Thursday, we need helmets. We need bike helmets.
Yeah.
And finally, my friends at the USS Decatur Steam Trek Fan Club have answered the call. So Bike Brain with 40 helmets, Bike World of Las Vegas with 10, Gizmo Cycling with 10, and the folks from USS Decatur, 25 all together, 85 helmets to go with those bikes. It's awesome. And every year they load up the USS Enterprise and bring it down. Everybody comes in full uniform. Mm-hmm. Everybody, it's very, and you know what I love about these guys too? Is that they go, okay, we are going to arrive. Set, and it's very like military. You know what I mean?
Cause, of course.
Because they're serious.
Yeah.
And they said, we will have, greetings. This is Captain Mark Schwartz from the USS Decatur Steam Trek Fan Club. We will arrive at 8:30 for a 9 a.m. offload, and we and everything. And I was, and you know what? At 8:30, here they came.
Oh yeah.
We opened that gate at 8:30. What time is it right now? 9:01. Because you know what? Right at 9 o'clock, we talked to them. Because that's how they operate and that's how they roll.
That's right.
Have an amazing holiday season. You guys are always a highlight. I love you guys. Thank you so much.
So we'll be starting a toy drive for you guys in the second week in January.
Yeah, they're serious about it all year long.
All year round.
Wow. And that's the way you do it. You do it a little bit at a time, mm-hmm. and then you show up in December, and it's amazing. By the way, on top of the 85 helmets, there was at least 2 full bins of toys.
Oh,
that
yeah.
You filled 3 bins?
3 bins of toys.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's really, really great. Thank you so much, you guys.
You're quite welcome.
Do we still say live long and prosper? Is that what we do?
Absolutely.
Do we do the sign, the Spock sign?
They're literally doing it with their hands.
Look
it's
up
awesome.
Here, lady. Look up here, lady.
I know. My dad's listening. He's doing it in the car, too.
I'm not messing right now. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays, guys.
Hang on. Get the mic over there.
We can't be late for the war.
Oh, God.
So we're on time.
Yes, sir. That's right. That's right. It's good practice. That's awesome.
Awesome.
All right, you guys, thank you so much. It's a great start to day number 3 of Toy Drive. Look at Coca-Cola truck number 4, Michaela.
Oh, yeah.
And with our friends from USS Decatur Steam Trek Fan Club, truck number 4 is in danger. Truck number 4 is ready to go down.
That's right.
That's it. It's back to the back wheels already.
Oh, yeah.
And then after the 85 helmets and the 3 bins full of toys, we may be closing truck 4 in short order.
Woo!
Over 500 bikes on the ground and over 40,000. Actually, it's 512, which is well over 500 bikes. 512 bikes on the NACV Injury Law 702 Injured Bike Board. $40,120 on the Nevada State Bank cash
Incredible.
And gift card board. A good start as we head into the first weekend of Toy Drive. It's 98.5 KLUC.
Hi from NV Energy on West Sahara. It's the 26th annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive.
So on day number 3, and it is a Toy Drive tradition now that they show up on the first Saturday of Toy Drive. Welcome once again. And Michaela, I would love for you to meet. Hold that mic up in the air so we can hear everybody. The Southern Nevada Confederation of Clubs is here! The ground shakes when they make their entrance to Toy Drive. These are your people, Michaela.
Yes!
This is your new family now. I'm just telling you. So everybody introduce yourself to Michaela because I know you guys haven't met yet.
Hi, I'm Dazzlin. I'm the Southern Nevada Confederation of Clubs Secretary.
And yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. And wait, and in which, and who do you ride with?
We ride hard with Bling Divas MC, all That's female right. motorcycle club.
That might be, you may want to consider, you know, ask, because that seems like you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then again, you may consider this group.
My name is City. I am with the Original Sinners.
Yeah, that could also be you. I'm
Hell
just
yeah.
saying. I don't know. Who's that gentleman behind you?
Hi, I'm Venger. I'm the president of Nellis Desert Eagle Riders. I'm also the chairman of the Southern Nevada Confederation of Clubs.
Yeah, man. See, and I don't know if that group's for you. His voice is a little too deep. I'm just saying that. I don't know that that's your vibe. I don't know. Because, see, he's strong and kind of understated. You know what I mean? And that is not you.
Yeah, but I am 5 feet tall, so I feel like he could protect me if I open my big mouth.
That's
so.
True.
Yeah.
Maybe they, you know what? Maybe they need somebody in their club that can get into tight spaces.
Exactly.
No, you know what I'm saying. Is there anybody else that we need to talk to? Is there anybody else we need to say hi to?
Hey, good morning. I'm Tuck, president of the number one Stunners. I am the co-chair of the COC.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Amazing.
And this group has been coming to Toy Drive for literally forever. City, why is this important to you?
Oh, giving back to the community is so important, and there's so many families out there that need us.
Yeah, that's true. And you can do it. You know what I mean? And you can make it happen. What's the part that people don't understand about folks who ride like you guys?
This is just a prime example. For probably 40 to 50 Saturdays a month, these clubs are individually supporting their charities and things that they do. And as an organization, this is what we want you to remember about motorcycle riders, because when we come, we show up, we have a great time, and we're just out here living our lives, enjoying the freedom of the road. And we love what you do, Chet. I mean, nobody can bring people together like you and 98.5. So thank you for allowing us to be a small part of what you do with help of Southern Nevada. It's amazing, and thanks for having us.
You got me. You got me today. Thank you. It's really kind of you. And it is so true. Everybody has it's like we talk about it. Everybody has an idea of who benefits from Toy Drive. They think they know. They don't know. Everybody has an idea about people who ride motorcycles in clubs. They don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know. It's just so. Let's get down to business here, though. You were about to open that trailer a little bit ago and show us what's inside. And I said, wait, don't ruin the reveal.
I'm terrible at that.
Yeah, but you know what? That's why we love you.
Because you're patient.
Like, you're eggs. Neither am I. What do you got in the trailer, lady?
We have a donation of $3,000 worth of motorcycles donated by over 30 clubs that are in our organization.
Did you mean to say bicycles?
Did I say motorcycles?
You did.
I'm sorry. There's a set of handlebars.
Listen.
There's a set of handlebars.
That's right.
Everyone was like, what?
A bike is a bike is a bike. And
bike
honestly, I was like.
Bicycles.
I was like, God, what are we going to do with motorcycles? That's going to be, there's going to be a fight for those.
Are you okay if I quickly rattle off those donors?
1,000,000%. And I would love to get a number. I would like to get a number of how
there's
many.
There's 28 bicycles in that trailer.
Put down another 28
All right, we've
bikes
got,
on the board.
We've got Baca, Bikers for Christ, Black Patch, Bling Divas, Chicano Soul, Cristieros, Crony Crew, Disciples Christians, Forgiven MC, Infidels Riders, Kanaka Hikili, Mexicanos, Mixed Breed, Nellis Desert Eagle, Original Sinners, One Way Riders, Peckerwoods, Riders United, Riders Out of Darkness, Number One Sunner, Silver Shield, Sin City Lycans, Sons of Solomon, Soldiers for Jesus, Sons of God, Vets MC. Did I miss anyone?
Everybody on the count of three say, woo! 1, 2, 3, woo! And everybody on the count of three, the Southern Nevada Confederation of Clubs does it big again at Toy Drive. Merry Christmas on 3, 1, 2, 3!
Merry Christmas!
I love you guys. Ride safe. I'm not afraid to say it. I love you guys. It's one of the highlights every single year.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being here at Toy Drive. And, yeah, whoever wants to adopt Michaela, I think she'd be open to it. She does. She's got a new Harley. She's ready to go.
Yes, I do, baby.
City just grabbed her, and
okay,
there she
goes. Bye, guys. See you. Sorry, I'm out to home.
Sorry, Bling Divas. Oh, my goodness. Hey, updated totals from day number 3 of Toy Drive coming up in just a minute. Hang on.
Live from NV Energy on West Sahara, it's the 26th annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive.
Well, as you heard a second ago, then just when we thought we were done, we get sucked right back in. And here we go. Here we go again. Rizzo, I was just talking about you, dude. I was, because everybody else came. The Southern Nevada Confederation of Clubs, those guys came too, your buddies. I was just saying, without saying, that there was, you know, that there was somebody that that you love Toy Drive so much. Like, I wasn't saying it was you, because I didn't know what I could say and what I couldn't at that moment.
Oh, but you can say whatever you want, brother.
Well, just that we moved heaven and earth so that you love Toy Drive so much that we moved heaven and earth so you could be here last year. And it will forever be one of the greatest memories for me of this event, forever. And I'm glad to see you back.
You know I'm always here. And this is year 16 for us.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And we had to go through the same thing this year. We actually, one of our attorneys is here and donated a bike. And,
fantastic.
It is what it is. Doesn't stop the earth from going round and round, brother.
That's right. That's right. I see you're without your tail this year. So you had a tail last year. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, we always have tails.
That's true. There's
they
always
come in different shapes and sizes.
There's
what it is.
Yeah. Some are like rats. Some are like other things. You know. So.
It's good to see you.
By the way, I don't think everybody understands. So a minute ago, Southern Nevada Confederation of Clubs. There were a lot of them. Okay. Now this group here, Michaela, Mike in the air again. Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey! This group is even bigger. Rizzo, who's with you? Do you have a list of everybody?
I really don't.
Everybody turn around. Everybody turn around so I can see who's here.
We've got the gents. We've got banditos. We've got high rollers. Bad Patch.
Bikers for Christ.
Bikers for Christ.
Lost Souls. Who are we missing?
Sons of Hell, Tornadoes.
So
I already said Broken. Guys need to listen. Eagle Riders. And if I have missed it, I already said them.
We'll say them again. Whatever, we can say them again.
Yeah, this is the MCA, and we do this every year, and if between the two of us, where we can't congregate as ourselves, they have stepped in and kept us the way it's going. You know?
Kept it together.
So, I wanted to talk to you. How do I get in touch with you?
I'm easy. I'm the easiest person on the planet to find.
I've got a couple of Willie Nelson guitars that I'd like to do something with that are hand-signed.
Wow.
That's interesting. To raise money for Toy Drive next year?
To raise money, yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. Super interesting. Yeah.
So I didn't know if that was... I'm not much with a country thing. I like country music.
Sure.
But I'm not involved with that community.
I got you.
I mean?
No, we can figure something out. I know people. Between the two of us, I bet we know somebody.
I'd love to sit down and talk to you, but I don't want to bother you at work.
Brother, you're never bothering me. You are never, ever, ever bothering me. And by the way, so two pickup trucks filled with bikes, a U-Haul trailer behind a Jeep filled with bikes. How many bikes were you able to come up with this year?
46.
Another 46 bikes goes on the board. Yes!
We have some skateboards and some other stuff. I don't know what the total of everything is, but I do know 46 bikes.
46 bikes goes on the board, and then the rest of it goes on the trucks. It's funny that somebody asked, what's the definition of a bike? How do we decide? Is a scooter a bike? Here's what we know. If you ride it, if it has one or more wheels and it has a steering mechanism, we call it a bike. Skateboard, not a bike. Scooter, bike. That's how we figured it out.
Yeah.
In all the years. Sound right to you?
Yep. The scooters and everything else aren't counted as bicycles.
So.
Well, yeah, we're here for you, brother. I mean, until whatever happens, happens, and somebody else will be here, and
nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. Well, I love you, man, and can we get a Merry Christmas from everybody on three? One, two, three!
Merry Christmas!
So good. Woo-hoo! Always amazing. Great to always make an incredible entrance. And how many bikes was it again?
46.
Another 46 bikes on the board.
Let's go.
Ride safe. Have a great happy. You know what? And I want to ask you this question too. So, not for nothing. Again, what's the organization that you're with, sir?
MCA.
That's
Which stands for Motorcycle Club Association.
Right, but on the back of your vest.
My vest.
Mm-hmm.
Hells Angels, Las Vegas.
That's right. And what's the part that people don't understand?
You got an hour?
No. don't believe everything you read.
No, don't.
Don't believe everything you see.
Be careful with, I'm going to use Trump's saying, fake news.
Yeah, sometimes you got to get to know people, to know who they, what they really are and what they're really all about. And I know we got great people down below right now. And thank you for being here at Toy Drive. And I'm not kidding. When I tell you that I love you, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. And thank you so much for being here. Merry Christmas.
Brother, right back at you.
Yep. We'll see you soon.
Amazing.
Yeah, right on. Okay, so now we'll put those bikes on the board. We'll get the sea of bikes is beginning to grow. The front half of the big parking lot, if you're familiar with Toy Drive at all, the front half of the big parking lot is nearly full.
Yeah.
And in fact, I think MCAA, I think that's going to go ahead and fill up by the time we're done with this. Updated totals, and we'll continue rolling. It's not even 11 o'clock yet.
Insane!
On day number three of Toy Drive, it's 98.5 KLUC.
It's a Las Vegas tradition. The 26th annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive.
Toy Drive donations come in all shapes and sizes. I was talking to my buddy Whitney here earlier today. He's my buddy. We know each other from social media.
Yeah.
I think today was the first time that we'd seen each other, like in person. And he brought a trifecta this morning. He lost his dad earlier this year. And,
yeah,
you know,
I'm
and sometimes as adults, you know, that's the, you know, circle of life. And so we talked about that a bit because I've lost my parents.
Yeah.
You know, and all that. And you'll find a lot of people will donate to Toy Drive because that's what somebody would want them to do.
Yeah.
So his dad really, Whitney doesn't have any kids of his own. And then his dad, he was telling me a story, just loved his niece, loved Whitney's niece.
Oh.
Just, you know, the same way you love
her. I can relate. Right?
So he said, I had to come to Toy Drive and do a trifecta this year in honor of my dad. And that's why he donated.
That's amazing.
And it was huge. Also, who came? Steve, did you say, was that his name
Steve
a minute
Zanowski,
ago?
Steve Zanowski, yes.
Thank you, brother. Very quietly came in.
Yes, he did.
$300 for Toy Drive. Very quietly walked back out.
Yeah, he did. Thanks,
and,
boss.
Yeah, no, really cool. And we know he's listening right now. Mm-hmm. And then, so who's your new friend here?
Hey, I got another dad here. What's your name?
Hey, my name is Joey.
Joey, what's your boys' names?
We got Reed and Dylan here today.
How old are they?
They're 5 and 7.
Now here's what's really cool. So you had one of them pushing the bike, the other one bringing the toy. Why is that important for you to do that?
Oh my gosh. Well, they're finally old enough to kind of understand this conversation. We've got everything we need this year, and not everybody does. And it's so cool that we can actually explain that to them and they get it. I want that to be part of their vocabulary, that conversation, just being able to give to somebody, and especially when you've got what you need.
And scene. We'll hold that for the promo because
that's
nobody has ever explained Toy Drive better than you just did. Thank you, my friend.
Glad to be part of it.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Thanks, Joey. Thanks, boys. You did so great. And they're so darling. Just high-fiving and being such cool little baby boys. Batman pants on. It's great.
Day 3 of Toy Drive. We'll give you latest updated totals, and they're pretty good. A lot of work left to do, but we're doing good on day 3.
Live from NV Energy on West Sahara, it's the 26th annual 98.5 KLUC Jeff Buchanan Show Toy Drive.
Day number 3 of Toy Drive. Things are going along nicely. Oh, there you are.
Hi.
You got distracted by the Starbucks. I see what
I mean. Don't you call me out. I sure did. I was like, hold on. I just need to grab this latte.
Okay, we've got a second to kind of...
This is really the first second, seriously, that we've had to breathe. It's been nuts this morning, at least how I saw it.
You said something really interesting a little bit ago, and I don't remember the context of it, but you were like, why wouldn't you want to be here on Saturday morning?
Oh, because listen, you're really good to me, and you really like always respect my schedule or whatever, and you're like, hey, if you want to stop by Saturday for a minute. And I was thinking as I was standing here, like, what are you talking? Like, why wouldn't I? Is it optional? Because I don't feel it should be. Like, this is important work and it's important stuff. And, you know, I was so excited to see, like, Hell's Angels come through. That was, like, a very cool experience.
Sure.
But also to see, like, you know, there's a mom standing in front of me. 19 years she's been coming to Toy Drive.
Robin, come over. Have you met Robin yet?
I met Robin. Where did we meet? We did the Pink Box event and I met her and she was the best.
Of course I am.
That's why you're our people.
You don't know me.
No, we know you. No, we know you.
I brought her when I was pregnant.
Robin, some of us know you. You know what I'm saying? Some of us do.
Yeah. She said the baby that she brought. Now, how old's this baby?
She would be 9 in January.
9 in January. She was pregnant with her when she came 9 years ago. That's crazy. Yeah.
It is.
That's the funniest.
People would like her for Christmas.
Oh, if you'd like to offer up, you want to put her out in the Giving Tree Grove, and we'll just
she's very helpful.
We'll offer her up. That's awesome.
Look at her
Actually,
face.
In this particular climate in 2024, I'm not sure you can joke about that.
I know.
I got to be honest. I'm not. Hey, welcome to Toy Drive, everybody.
Hey. Woo,
that's awesome. It's great to see you. Wait, but seriously, Robin, why is it? I mean, I know you support the show. She's wearing her Chet Buchanan Show shirt right now.
I'm so thrilled with it.
And what was funny was she was like, finally, I got one. And it's like, literally, if you support the show and you want a shirt, we'll make sure you get a shirt. I promise. But I had a really, I think next year, we need to do special Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive shirts. And we'll have a special code word, and if you come up and you donate at Toy Drive, and then you give us the code word, you can get a special shirt that nobody, you know what I mean? And then we'll always
Such
know.
Such a good idea.
It's kind of when we're talking, like when we call each other P1s, you know,
yes.
That we know I'm a P1, okay, the night. Or the old schoolers that say, I love the morning zoo, that we know.
Oh, yeah.
That's how long you've been with the show.
A little club, dude.
Why is it important that you bring your kids out here? Besides the fact that you can't leave them home alone, I knew you were going to say it because I'm not able to leave them home alone.
No, it's making her cry.
Aww.
It's making you cry, Mama.
I just get emotional.
Yeah.
Because every kid needs a Christmas.
Parents,
she
too.
Christmas. All kids deserve Christmas.
Yeah. They do. And all parents, too. Honestly.
And no excuse.
Not when we can.
Even when my mom was alive and she was on disability, we would come, $5.
Wow.
That's it.
Donate every year.
One more toy.
Anything.
One more bike. One more dollar.
One more dollar.
Yep, that's it.
That's all.
Oh, that made me cry.
Well.
You're amazing.
That's just it. We love you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. Merry Christmas. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola truck number, what are we on, 5 now?
We're on 5.
We've closed 4. Yeah, because you closed 4. The greatest honor that we can bestow on anybody at Toy Drive. Michaela got to shut her first truck today. So we're on Coca-Cola truck number 5. It's in the O on Coca. So let's call that a third of the way full, almost half, right?
Looking good.
Are you crying too?
Yeah, I was crying.
Sorry. All of a sudden I look down, Michaela's like, not right now. Like wiping her eyes. She's like, give me a second.
Well, because she's so right.
Usually I'm good at stalling for you, and I did you poorly.
You let me out here looking like a hot mess.
All right, so it's at the truck number 5 is in the O in Coca, about a third of the way full. On the NACFI injury law, 702 injured bike board. Oh my goodness, we are 6 away from 600. Let's go. 6 away from 600. Yes. Who's going to be that hero to put us over 600 bikes? We've got 594 right now, if you need me to do the math for you. 594 right now on the NACFI injury law, 702 injured bike board. And chugging along, the Nevada State Bank cash and gift card board is at $40,635. We can always use help on the cash. It feels like I say that every year. We could use some help on the cash and gift card board. Everything else pacing fairly well. Some folks that came by earlier today. Connie, thank you for your toys. Shannon, thank you so much for your bike. Emily with the toys. Nevada Plumbing snuck in and snuck out with 10 bikes.
Woo!
Thank you so much. Christine Alt with a bike. Mike and Laura with a trifecta and one bike. Bag of toys, gift card, trifecta. Toy drive, trifecta. And we love it. The toy drive trifecta. Also, thank you to Nick Armstrong for your $100 donation.
Yeah.
Richard with $15. Jessica and Cameron and Ted Lamas, thank you for your donations as well.
Oh, yeah.
We're rolling on at Toy Drive. We're rolling on day number 3. And we would love to see you here. West Sahara, just west of Jones. And you're like, okay, wait a minute, though. I'm busy. Yes, I would love to help. You can text 2024 Toy Drive to 76278. 2024 Toy Drive to 76278. You can donate right now. More from the big 20-foot scaffold, West Sahara, just west of Jones. Day 3 of Toy Drive. It's 98.5 KLUC.
Live from NV Energy on West Sahara, it's the 26th annual 98.5 KLUC Jeff Buchanan Show Toy Drive.
Okay, so this is really fun. I know you just went and shook everybody's hands, right?
Yeah,
you
just they went, were really just, strong.
No, of course they were. Now what I would like you to do, will you just go down the line again? Will you just go meet everybody again? But just do this really quick. So yeah, that guy right there.
What's your name?
Alden.
Okay, nice to meet you. Okay.
Ryan.
Hold on. Okay, now Ryan, I want you to go. Hey, Ryan, will you do me a favor? Will you turn around and let Michaela see what's on the other side of your gi?
Pretty cool. 2024 world champ, Ryan Erdman.
Yeah. Okay, next one.
Okay. Hi.
I'm Christina.
Yeah, Christina, would you mind turning around and moving your hair? Yeah, thank you. What does that one say?
Oh, I'm sorry. 2024 world champ.
Uh-huh. And then the next one?
Okay. Yeah, sure. Hi. What's your name?
Hey, I'm Ethan Erdman.
Yeah, soon enough. He's a no sooner.
All right.
Now this one here.
Hey.
Hi. Hi.
What's your name?
Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
Hey, Britt, turn around. Let Michaela read yours.
Ooh, 2022 world champ, Britt James.
Uh-huh. And then the next one there.
Hi.
Yeah.
I'm Tyler.
Yeah,
hi, Tyler.
Hey, Tyler, flip it around there, brother.
Oh, 2024 world champion, baby.
Next one. Next one.
Hi, ma'am. I'm Hannah.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi, ma'am. Hi, ma'am.
I feel so cool.
Hi, old lady.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
That's how you hear it. Okay, let me see this.
She's respectful.
Oh, disrespectful beauty.
Respectful.
2024 world champion,
that's what
Hannah
I'm saying.
Sloan.
And then this gentleman right here.
Hi, I'm Bobby Erdman.
What's up, Bobby? Turn around.
Does it say anything?
2022 world champ.
No kidding. Cranking out champions all the time, man. Welcome back to Toy Drive. Good to see you. Good to see
you. Thanks, Chad. How are you?
Everything's amazing. Obviously, it's still good for you, too.
Still good for us, yes.
Yeah, tell her, what's the name of your dojo?
Family Martial Arts.
Yes.
On Horizon Drive and Horizon Ridge Parkway.
Now, the funny part about this, Michaela, and you might want to grab the mic back just really quick.
He's a tough guy. I just wanted him to have whatever he wanted.
I understand if he's taking the mic. See the
by all means.
And what is the first rule of microphones and crowds and stuff like that? You never
give it away.
That's right.
Ever.
But if
unless he's a senior world champion.
If he wants it,
he's
yeah.
Because
guess what? If he wants it, he's going to take it anyway.
Anyway.
Doesn't matter.
I got to go. go here afterwards and get some lessons.
Now, this is a story that goes that goes back a ways, up until from like 2012 to 2015. I lived over in their part of the woods.
Oh,
I lived over not too far from them, and they said, "Hey, you know what? We can actually do something about your present condition, sir." And there were quite a few times that they went to great lengths. I believe I was presented with a belt.
Whoa.
I believe I was, see, you think I don't pay attention. You think I don't remember. I believe I was presented with a belt. I believe I was offered free lessons. I believe all that.
Whoa.
Bobby, how many times did I show up?
None.
Zero. Yeah, zero times. Zero times.
Okay, relatable.
So I too, Michaela, could be a world champion.
Oh, man.
But yet I've refused. It's amazing.
You're so dumb.
I ask you this every year, but I think it's important. Why? What do you credit? I mean, you've got a bunch of world champions here. I can't imagine that just every school, every do they call it a school? Call it a dojo? What do you call it?
A school, yes, sir.
Yeah, you call it a school. Every school doesn't have this many world champions. What's special about what you do?
Just the hard work, dedication. All the students have a really good sense of community, and they push each other. And that's the main thing, is the kids become really good friends that continue to push each other to achieve their goals.
Yeah. And that's, you know what, that's what Toy Drive's about too.
Oh yeah.
You know, just the community pushing each other and everybody working together to achieve this goal. That's this right here, which, you know, this is not so little, but you know what I mean? But it's substantial. Mm-hmm. And then it goes into a bigger thing, which becomes an even bigger thing after that.
Yeah.
And it's really, really cool. So, again, thank you for the umpteen millionth year in a row. I'm still not showing up to take classes. There's no way. Not now.
No.
I mean, maybe 10 years ago, yes, you had a shot with me. But not now. I'm too lazy now. There's no way.
Also, can I tell you, now that you told Bobby about the microphone, he may be the senior master, but he has not even grabbed the mic. He's like, all right, girl, go for it.
No, of course not.
Respectful,
he's
cool,
good.
Strong, and also...
He's good like that. However, did you notice the slight twinge of disappointment on his face when I said, yeah, you've lost me now? Yeah. And he was like, really, dude? Come on.
Okay, next year I'll do it again.
Yeah, that's right. We'll come back. And who knows, maybe next year I'll promise you that I'm going to show up and then I won't. It'll be great.
Yeah.
I really do.
You know what's really cool, Chet, is we've been doing this long enough now, yeah, and we've been participating in Toy Drive for so many years that,
yeah,
my oldest son right here, he was like, you know, knee height when we started, and
sure,
this is his first full year where he's actually pretty much taken over all the teaching at the school.
Oh my!
Wow!
That's awesome.
That's really, really cool. That's really amazing. Well, keep up the great work. Keep churning out champions, and it's always great to see you. Really is.
Thank you, Chet. Great to see you too.
Thank you so much, you guys. How about a Merry Christmas on three? You ready? One, two, three.
Merry Christmas.
That's a world championship Christmas right there.
Woo!
World championship Christmas there on day number three of Toy Drive.
Live from NV Energy on West Sahara, it's the 26th annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show's Toy Drive.
First of all, I know that there's an emotional story coming in just a second, but I was explaining to my intimate knowledge of pop music.
I cannot stand you.
About APT. That's APT. Meet me at the apartment because they're going to...
No, he does this thing where he breaks down songs,
yes,
for me.
No, because she goes, I don't know what they're singing about. I'm like, let me tell you. And they go, and then they go, game, start. And that's how the song begins.
Oh, yeah?
And then is APT, apartment.
Oh.
Meet me at the apartment because...
Oh, really?
Because of the little...
Incredible. You know that's so incredible.
Hold on, I'm on my way. Yeah, because my parents are out of town.
Oh, my God, the knowledge.
Duh. I pay attention. Which, you know what's really funny, too? Guys listen to songs for the beat, and women listen to the lyrics.
Absolutely.
And it's funny that you didn't... That I... Had to tap
into. You're the educated one. You are a pop star yourself, Chet.
Oh, yes.
We need you.
Day number three of Toy Drive. And just moments ago, while the song was playing, is she getting emotional? What's going on,
yeah,
here?
Well,
so this lovely couple came over, and I can tell there's a story to tell. Well, no, hold the mic in front of her. What's it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let her tell it.
Say it again.
I've been wanting to see you for the longest time. You've been going on since my husband and I got married.
When was that?
26 years ago.
How many?
26 years.
Come on. And this is our 26th annual.
And I said, is this your first time donating to Joy Drive?
First time, because we haven't been able to afford it. We've always drove by and seen it, but we never can come in here. It's just so exciting to see him.
Live. Yeah, yeah. For real. Like, do you listen on the radio and watch Fox 5 and all that? It's so cool. That's so cool.
Station in 98.5 is my favorite radio station.
That's just amazing. What's your name?
Darla.
Hi, Darla. And what's your name? What's your husband's name?
Keith.
Hey, Keith. I'm so glad you guys are here. And you've met Michaela, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
It's so cool. It's just really amazing.
Chet, you always talk about, like, we need new people.
Yep.
And I think that, like, them listening for 26 years, and now it's never too late to donate and to know that you've wanted to for 26 years, and you have finally had the chance. It's just, making Chet emotional.
Yeah.
Just had so much bad luck, and now, you know, I was just gifted a car.
Oh my God.
And
yeah.
A Mercedes.
Oh, girl,
come
yes.
On. Wait a minute.
Let's
what?
Go, fancy girl.
Hold up. I got to be honest. I'm not.
Burned.
You what?
Her car burned to the ground.
And then my husband had to get his truck up, and it just. With.
Can you hold that a little closer? Just I can't hear her.
So, I mean, we just had a lot of bad luck. But now our luck is coming back, and 26 years is a good year.
Yeah. And you know what I love about that, too, is that you went, okay, we're blessed. Okay? Now we're blessed. Let's pass that along. Let's just, in whatever way we can. That's cool. There's so much of that. There's so... And on my end of this... Sometimes you wonder. I mean, I know people show up. I do, but you wonder. You wonder sometimes if people really do hear you, and if they pay attention. You know what I mean? And the idea that you're like, yeah, I hear you, I see you, and that. So you made me feel that way, and then I realized that that's what Toy Drive does for other people. It makes you feel appreciated, and it makes you feel loved in a weird sort of way. And so, thank you, and I love you guys. I really do. This is, you have no idea how meaningful this is. I'm glad you're here. Merry Christmas.
Play a song of Kane Brown for me.
You might, we might not be the right for, well, you know what? I don't care. What song?
Say it again.
You're really blessed for the success of this every year.
Thank you, man. Yeah, you guys get it.
Yeah, it's
you guys
incredible.
Get it.
They do.
You know how it works. Thank you. I'm glad to see you, and we'll see you again next year. Okay, so I've already committed to next year. All right, there
yeah,
we go.
You
okay,
have.
Now I've
yeah,
committed.
You have.
Now, okay, yeah. After this, are you kidding?
How, I know.
Yeah. So when Michaela, when I go, geez, I don't know, dude. You go.
You already committed, baby.
Remember, what was her name? What was your name again?
Darla.
Never let me forget Darla and Keith.
I will.
Never, ever, ever let me forget Darla and Keith. Yeah. Ever.
I have a feeling you won't.
I don't think I will ever. All right. It's day 3 of Toy Drive. Let us all go pull ourselves together.
Uh-huh.
We have great news to tell you about Coca-Cola truck number 5. We have great news to tell you about the NACVI injury law 702 injured bike board. And we have pretty good news to tell you about the Nevada State Bank cash and gift card board. All of that coming up.
Live from NV Energy on West Sahara, it's the 26th annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive.
Well, welcome for their annual visit, although they're a week early. This is fun. What's up, everybody from the Academy? Antonio, you're my favorite story, man. You know this, We're going to both, like men, we're going to look each other in the eyes and we're going to weep big crocodile tears. It's going to be awesome. I didn't know if you heard me talking about you when you were driving in, but to me, you are, you and honestly, and Chris standing next to you, you guys are what this city is all about. You guys had a dream. You wanted to build it into something. You've made incredible businesses. You're literally both at the top of your game. You not only have created a business where you have the Academy Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and you know, and Chris has Those Guys Pies, which is might be one of the greatest things I've ever put in my mouth. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, I said it. That's right. I said it out loud. What's cool about it is you took your passion and you've created not only a business, but you've created a community and you've created fans. Yeah. And that's huge, you know, and that's what we all strive for. Right. That's what we're all trying to do. And then you guys individually and collectively and everybody else who's here have said, let's take this blessing and make something cool out of it. And 7 years for you at Toy Drive now?
7 years for us at Toy Drive this year. It's gone by super quick. It feels like this is our first time.
I know, right?
I love it. You know, it's gone by quick. Every year we anticipate it. We get ready for it, and before you know it, blink of an eye, it's done.
I'm gonna tell you the truth. This year was a little tough for me. So yes. And for the first time in a minute, it was kind of tough for me to get up for it. You know, and then we kind of started, and I was focusing on all the wrong things. I really was. I started getting too competitive too early. Right. Instead of just focusing on what's in front of me and doing the work and just, you know, and having fun. And I thought of you. And then I saw you guys were so excited and have been posting on social media. You had ambitious goals this year.
So last year we hit 1,111 toys and 55 bikes.
Right.
So just like you guys, every year we try to do one toy, one bike more, you know. And I know this year has been hard for everybody. You know, the economy has been crazy. But on top of that, it's like my personal goal is to hit 100 bikes. When I first started this, we started off with like 2 bikes and like 20, 30 toys. Uh-huh. Nothing crazy. And I would see other people come down and drop off 50 bikes, 100 bikes, you know. And I was like, man, one day we're going to do this. One day we're going to be there. And today's the day. Like, it's surreal. Like I said, I get emotional, man, because like I know that how I was raised, how I grew up, and now that I have a platform, I love to pay it forward, and it brings everybody together. And this middle of this week, I was kind of nervous, you know, same thing like you. I was like, man, our numbers are low. I don't know if we're gonna make even the numbers from last year. I made a couple more posts. I kept, you know, hassling everybody at the gym every night after class. I was like, guys, drop Starbucks, don't go get food, buy a toy. Peer pressure, everybody.
Well, and you've got a tournament coming up next week, so you had to come a week early.
We cut it a week early. So, you know, we're like, oh man, so let's add more to the pile of going against us, you know. And even today, this morning, I was like, all right, baby, let's see if we can make this happen. I was talking to Jen, I was talking to my wife, and I was like, let's see if this is going to happen. We're going to pull through and, you know, said a little prayer, and man, we blew the numbers out the water. You know, we had 1,186 toys and 112 bikes.
112 bikes! Another 112 bikes!
You surpassed your personal goal of 100!
It's insane!
Amazing!
We had donations from all the way from Korea, from the East Coast, from Virginia, from California. We did a QR code and we gave some of these people our personal address if they wanted to deliver bikes and drop off bikes to us. You know, they couldn't physically be here, and people just came out the woodwork and helped out. You know, we had a couple. We had a UFC fighter come down and help out too. Uh-huh. Una, like, he was great. So, Chris and his family, they've been great to us. They donate pizzas all the time. We never say no. They're great.
Of course not. Why would you? No, yeah. Why would you? It was funny because I walked in one day. My wife and I, it was pizza. All of a sudden, well, let's just have pizza for the rest of the day. Right. It was, you know, it was kind of after I got off the air. And I went, ooh, I've been wanting to try those guys' pies for a long time. So I'm going to walk in. And Chris was there. And he looks at me and he goes, Chet? And I'm like, yeah. and then I was like, I knew we'd be friends immediately. And truly, it was just, and he was like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm involved with the Academy for Toy Drive. And I was like, oh, my God, of course. So it was kind of like it was all meant. And again,
intervention.
Man, I'm really proud of you guys. Like, I take your success, both of you, I take it really personally. I really do. Yeah,
that's very awesome.
Yeah, I'm having trouble with this right now. Really great job.
Well, you know, Chad, you've inspired personal level. Like, what you do out here is amazing, you know. And for us, it doesn't cost nothing. You know what I mean? It's just a little bit of effort. We're one of the smaller gyms and teams in the Valley, and it's like we try to peer pressure them to do the same thing. You know, if you want to compete against us, like, beat our Toy Drive, you know, give back to the community that gives so much to us, man. And every year we just want to come out bigger and help your guys' efforts. Like, which I'm serious, what you guys do is amazing, man. Like, wow. I love it.
That's what you guys do is amazing. We all do it together. And it's just, again, I couldn't be prouder. Thank you so much. Best of luck in the tournament next week. And and everybody, seriously, if you don't go to those guys' pies, you're screwing it up. Honestly, if you don't. Yeah. If you eat pizza and you haven't been to those guys' pies, you're screwing it up.
We've got a bunch of people that train and fight here, and whether they're cutting or losing weight, you know, there's times they can and cannot eat.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But just on a quick note, we got involved with the Academy last year when we joined the gym as a family. We've heard stories of plenty of other gyms and the different things that go on. I have never felt, our entire family has never felt more comfortable and more wanting to give back through the Academy, whether it be partnering with them or just kind of telling everybody about how amazing his family and his coaches and the entire team is. If you've never done jiu-jitsu or you just have never seen a camaraderie of a place come together, this gym has something that nobody else can touch. 1,000%.
There it is. That's all it is. That's it. It's family. And literally, this is family right here. So, family, Merry Christmas on three. What do you say? One, two, three.
Merry Christmas!
And scene. Love you guys.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
Oh, my God. Oh, so good. So good. One might say, amazing. It's been the watchword. It's been the watchword of Twitter.
Yeah, man. Listen, I still can't get over that he created a QR code to get donations from all over the place. Like, what a great idea. What an easy thing to do in the sense of just letting people from all over be able to donate. So that's a really great idea.
Here's what's funny, too. I'm not so sure that our operating system down here at Toy Drive is still working. So the mics may be locked on for a while so nobody cusses when we go to commercial, okay? If, in fact, that they allow us to go to commercial, let's try.
Live from NV Energy on West Sahara, it's the 26th annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive.
The comedy of errors that has led up to has led up to this moment.
I always say really the good. Best moments are like the I Love Lucy moments, and that's what's happening right now.
So we were scrambling to get stuff done over the last couple of seconds. Hey, it's been a lot of fun today. It really has.
The best.
Still, as we cruise through day number three at Toy Drive, the Knock the Injury Loss 702 injured bike board. It's fun. It's always just a surprise to come over and see where we're at. 740 bikes now. Thank you to our friends at the Academy with their 112 that they had. They were hoping for 100. They got 112. And like we were saying, we needed a lift because we're going to, at one point, there's somebody who came last year that just, they weren't able to do it this year. But last year at Toy Drive, they had 754 bikes and $42,000 in cash.
Mm-hmm.
And so
we
got to find a way to, but that's how it's going to happen.
Yes.
So where the Academy said, and last year they did 55 bikes. Remember that?
Yes.
Last year they did 55. They said this year we want to do 100. They ended up doing 112.
Yep.
So that's approximately 62 bikes, or 60 bikes-ish to the good.
Yeah.
Right? Just shy of 60 bikes to the good.
Exactly.
Well, now we only have to make up 700 bikes. You know what I'm saying? And it's just if everybody can do a little bit of a lift.
Yes.
And if and on the cash and gift card, same thing. Well, last year if you did X amount, and this year, okay, we saw, what was his name that looked like my buddy Al Murdoch?
Sadowski. Sean. Steve Sadowski.
Yeah, Steve shows up. Steve shows up earlier today, gives us, Steve Sadowski shows up earlier today, gives us $300, goes home and goes, God, that was awesome. I loved that.
Mm-hmm.
And came back and gave us another $300.
Yeah.
So there's $600 that we didn't expect.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
You know what Steve said too? I think it was a really great message. You said, why did you come back? And he said, you know, I've had a really tough year and not a lot of things to make me happy. And this just makes me really happy. And I think that's a really relatable thing and a great reason to come and to give back.
Hashtag feel the tingle.
Yep.
$41,335 on the Nevada State Bank cash and gift card board. A little bit ago, Michaela had to go out and get her phone charger.
Mm-hmm.
And you were headed out to your car, and somebody came up to you and said, do you work here?
Yeah.
And you said,
I do. Yes, I do.
And then what happened?
And they said, okay, great. Well, is this where we pick up the toys? And I said, I had my headphones on. I pulled my headphone back. I said, what did you say? And they said, is this where you pick up the toys? And I said, pick up the toys. I had to think about it for a second.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I'm sorry. This is where you...
This is where we're donating. It's where we're collecting.
I said, this is where you drop off the toys. And they said, oh, sorry. We thought we heard on the radio you say that we could pick up toys here. And I said, you know, I'm so sorry. That's what we're going to be doing for the next days. But
and meanwhile, who's there with her?
Her three little kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, that put a lot of things into perspective. And they were very little. They were maybe six, maybe three, and maybe one.
So this is why we celebrate moments like this. Mm-hmm. We're right now at 3:14. Ooh, we're running a little late. We got to get to the break. 3:14 on day number three of the 26th annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive. We, the greatest honor that we can bestow upon anybody at Toy Drive is closing a truck. And Jasmine, who does the Lord's work every single day at Help Us Southern Nevada, and her husband Sean, who's been to every single toy drive, starting with when he was in the Marines and handling the overnight shift doing security. You know what I mean? And he's been here for every single one of these toy drives. So it is with great pride that I say, Jasmine and Sean, Coca-Cola truck number four, shut it down! Hang on, and now I have to ask, was that truck four or truck five? That was truck five.
Five.
How many does it say on the side of here?
It says truck four. We got to make a change.
So that's five. So that's truck five. Shut it down. That's amazing. And thank you. And I can't think of two people that deserve that more.
Truly.
Awesome. We love you guys. Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Thank you so much.
You guys are awesome. You guys are so good.
What a great couple.
All right. Five trucks closed. Okay, okay, check my math on this, Michaela. Five trucks closed.
Yep.
It's day number three.
Okay.
Got it, right?
Yep.
Okay, good. Let's put truck number six into business. We're pacing well. You heard that story. I've never had more people this early in the process. Help Us Southern Nevada is taking applications for assistance today. They've probably wrapped it up for today. And then next Friday and Saturday, Jasmine's nodding her head. Intake again next Friday and Saturday.
Yes, and next Friday, Saturday, 8 to 2.
Yeah, and it's not even so much the number of people, but I'm going to use the term desperation.
Mm-hmm.
That we've seen. And like I said, you deal with it every single day.
Yes. The economy has been very rough on these folks that just want to provide a nice holiday for their kids.
Yeah.
We have people coming in from all walks of life who just need a little bit of help, who need a lot of help. We sign folks up for holiday assistance, but we also sign folks up for our programming and see how we can assist them in other ways as well.
Yeah, whatever it might be. But I mean, for this... You know, when you look at it, it's almost kind of silly that we have to do this, you know? And so one more toy, one more bike, one more dollar in cash and gift cards, five trucks down, 37 to go.
We're changing one more life at a time.
Amen. Even if we stop now, pretty good. Yep. We're not going to stop now. More from day number three of Toy Drive coming up next. It's 98.5 KLU.
KLUC-FM and HD1 Las Vegas, broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the world!
Your home of the 26th annual Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive, presented by the Venetian Resort Las Vegas. Happening now in the parking lot of NV Energy on West Sahara. 98.5 KLUC, always live on the free Odyssey app.
I'm just going to jump right into it. At 11 o'clock in the morning on day number 4 of the 26th annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive. We told you earlier we have hit 800 bikes on the Knock the Injury Law 702 Injured Bike Board. 13 away from 41,500 on the Nevada State Bank Cash and Gift Card Board. And like I said, thank you for that. We love you. Come back with toys. We, like I told you, it's the biggest honor that we can bestow upon anybody at Toy Drive. And our friends from Girl Scout Troop 91 who show up here every year at Toy Drive. And they've been, and I'm telling you what, the minute these toys come, it's like a swarm. It's like all of a sudden, and the toys disappear. Because they made it happen and have been working hard to fill up Coca-Cola truck number 6. So, ladies, if you would, Coca-Cola truck number 6, shut it down! Yes! Nicely done. Coca-Cola truck 6 is closed. Truck 7 is in business. And just one more thing, if you don't mind. Naomi, hold that high in the air. And everybody say Merry Christmas on 3. You ready? 1, 2, 3.
Merry Christmas!
Nice job. Nice job. So, truck 6 closed. Working on Coca-Cola truck number 7. 800 bikes on the ground on the way to 1,000. And can we get over $41,500 in cash and gift cards sometime soon, please? On day number 4 of Toy Drive.
Live from NV Energy on West Sahara, it's the 26th annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive.
I truly love to tell this story every single year. I love telling this story at this time, just about every single year, when Tiempo Car Club shows up to Toy Drive. What's up, Tiempo?
What's happening?
Again, reintroduce everybody just like we do every year.
Okay, this is Franklin, Bubba, Big D, Danny, Nate Dog, Big Manny, Junior, and the wives, and then myself, Adrian.
Yep. And then, so do you have new members? And you got to talk right into that, otherwise we don't hear you. Do you have new members? Are these new guys?
Our bike club. These guys are representing the bike. Yes.
We're
bringing up the second generation.
Like motorbikes or bicycle?
Regular bicycles.
These guys are regular bicycles.
Right? They're rider bikes. So yeah, they can turn them out.
Tiempo's the OGs. They were here the very first Toy Drive back at Boulevard Mall back in the day. I love to tell the story the same way I've told the story for 20 some odd years now. Listen, in the beginning days of Toy Drive, toys would just show up. We didn't ask a lot of questions. Our friends,
we didn't give a lot of answers.
We didn't give a lot of answers. It wasn't a lot to tell. It wasn't a lot to tell. But Tiempo has been here. If I look at anybody who's been here since minute one, it was the Army National Guard guys. Sean yesterday, who we saw who was the Marine that did overnight security, and then Tiempo Car Club, and that was it. And me.
Yes.
And that's how it started.
Like I told you, Chad, as long as you're up there, we're gonna be here.
And I love that. Through thick and thin, through good times and bad, and that's family and that's love. And
that's how we're gonna do it.
We just couldn't do it without you. And I am so glad, because there was what was it last year, 2 years ago? There was only a couple guys.
Yeah, me and my brother showed up because everybody was out of town and doing their thing. Yeah,
and it was like, I don't know if we can. We're gonna try and hold it together. And now coming back strong in 2024.
Yes. Just to let you know, Chet, we postponed our Christmas party because our car club throws a Christmas party every year.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to wait till you get off the scaffold in January the 4th. January the 4th, we're having our Christmas party. So we want you and Amy to attend our Christmas party.
Can I give you a definite maybe?
That's fine. That'll work.
You know what? And if not, we'll figure something else out.
But also, we got our 40th coming up. So we want you there for our 40th anniversary.
Were we at the 30th? Is that what we showed up to, the 30th?
You were at the 30th.
We were at the 30th. That was good times.
Yeah.
That was
so
a lot of
just
fun.
Just think, 10 years above that, it's going to be even better.
Wild. Just wild. Well, I love you guys. And stay safe. And it's so great to see you. And you know, in the next generation and all of that.
These are my youngsters. Right here, they're coming up. All these kids are gonna be coming up, taking over the reins.
So fun. Well, Tiempo Car Club, like every year, Merry Christmas on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Merry Christmas.
awesome. Just awesome. That's family right there. That's family, Tiempo Car Club. Toy Drive didn't start without them. It doesn't continue without them. Just the best. We'll give you some updated totals. Another car club amassing across the parking lot, and I think they're going to stay where they are because Tiempo has the place of prominence right now at Toy Drive. The Tiempo is up in the front row where you can see them. By the way, I'll post some pictures, too, in just a couple of seconds. If you follow me on social. And we'll give you some updated totals on day number 4 of Toy Drive. All coming up. West Sahara, just west of Jones. It's 98.5 KLUC.
Spread the love with the 26th annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive. Get social with us. Hashtag feel the tingle.
Wait, they usually come on the last weekend of Toy Drive. This time they're here on the first weekend of Toy Drive. What's going on, Euro Days and Malt House and everybody else? What's happening, guys? Yeah! Introduce yourself to everyone again, please, sir.
Nice to see you, Chet. I am with Euro Days, and we have Malthouse Motorworks, and we come every year to help you out with the toy drive, my friend.
And Big, you guys started early this year.
We did.
I saw you on social media.
Thank you. Yeah, we started a little bit earlier this year, but we've got a number of clubs, Team Foreign Objects, Evade, the Las Vegas Volkswagen Club, Malthouse Motorworks, myself with Euro Days, and, of course, we have special guest Reyes family this evening, today. That have shown up with a U-Haul.
Oh, I understand. Okay, so the Reyes family brings in the... Yeah, is this your first time with a U-Haul? I don't think it's your first time with a U-Haul, is it? You guys have brought a big truck before. Is it the first time?
We've brought big trucks before, but it's the first time with a U-Haul.
It's, so this is big. Here's what I love about car clubs when they come to Toy Drive, and I talk about this a lot. It's that the hobby that you have is not inexpensive, not in the slightest. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know. We know exactly. Just ask my wife.
Exactly. So the fact that you guys can still find room in your life and room in your budget to give back to the community for Toy Drive. So, and this year you've brought a 17-foot U-Haul truck. How were you able to fill that 17-foot U-Haul truck?
Well, we were very lucky to have a beautiful family, the Reyes family, that have gone out of the way to fill that truck for us and for you.
Did you guys have a show? Did you guys do that? Did you have a gathering? No, you just did it?
We just all did it and met up and picked up last few minute toys at Walmart and came here.
Well, let's head over there and see. Let's see what's inside that thing. Do you know what's in there? Do you know what's in there? Is there a count? Do you have a count?
Do you want the count?
Yeah,
I'll give you the count.
Well, okay, but if you head over there, we're kind of live on the radio, and you're kind of just sauntering.
Well, we're gonna open the truck right now. Let's open it up.
I'd like to be able to hear it. No, it's good. I'd like to be able to hear it.
Open the truck. Here we go, Chet. We got 35 bikes for
you,
my friend.
Look at that! Fantastic.
Plus another 10 in the basket over here, and all the other toys we brought.
So there's 35 there and another, so 45 total?
You got 45 bikes.
Look at you guys.
Plus all the toys.
Look at you guys. And God bless you, too. Part of the reason why they're here early, your kid just got back home from serving in the Middle East. Thank him for his service, and thank you for being a military parent. That's never easy, especially when your kid's in the Middle East, man. And so you're
very proud of him.
And you're going to go bring him back for the holidays.
Hell yeah.
I'm flying
out there Friday, and we're going to drive back to Vegas over the weekend.
That's so fun. That's so good. Well, I know you guys are kind of a little bit spread out. Hold that mic high in the air, and let's do a Merry Christmas on three. Y'all ready? One, two, three.
Merry Christmas!
Euro Days, Malt House. What was the other one you said?
Foreign Objects. Malt House Motorworks, Euro Days. There's a number of clubs here. Evade, Team Foreign Objects, Las Vegas Volkswagen Club. I don't know if I'm forgetting anybody else. Thank you, everybody that came out.
So good. So good with another 45 bikes. That's insane. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. You guys are the best. You really are.
Thank you, man.
It's always really great. It's just good people. You know what I mean? That's the cool part about Toy Drive is this is Las Vegas. This is, you know, people, oh, the strip. Jamie Lee Curtis spouting off the other day about, oh, I'm not going to have a residency. And she used the S word because there's kids here. I'm not going to say it right now. But she's saying stuff about us. And it's like, oh, really? Exhibit A with these fine people who have gone out of their way and spent their money. They're in a car club. They don't have extra money. Do you understand? And yet they brought 45 bikes to Toy Drive. It's great. We'll get you updated totals. And as we slide into the afternoon of day number 4 of Toy Drive, I gotta tell you, Coca-Cola truck number 7, we're doing some serious damage. We'll tell you more about it after Chapel Rome.